Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to Day 47 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is God Knows. Alan Redpath once said, "Reverent fear of God is the key to faithfulness in any situation." Our text today is Joshua 22, verses 21 through 29. Then the people of Reuben, the people of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh said in answer to the heads of the families of Israel, "The Mighty One, God the Lord, the Mighty One, God the Lord, He knows, and let Israel itself know. If it was in rebellion or in breach of faith against the Lord, do not spare us today for building an altar to turn away from following the Lord. Or, if we did so, to offer burnt offerings, or gain offerings, or peace offerings on it, may the Lord Himself take vengeance. No, but we did it from fear that in time to come your children might say to our children, 'What have you to do with the Lord, the God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a boundary between us and you. You people of Reuben and people of Gad, you have no portion in the Lord, so your children might make our children cease to worship the Lord.' Therefore we said, 'Let us now build an altar, not for burnt offering nor for sacrifice, but to be a witness between us and you, and between our generations after us, that we do not perform the service of the Lord in His presence with our burnt offerings and sacrifices and peace offerings, so your children will not say to our children in the time to come, 'You have no portion in our Lord.' And we thought, if this should be said to us or to our descendants in the time to come, we should say, 'Behold, the copy of the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made, not for burnt offerings nor for sacrifice, but to be a witness between us and you. Far be it from us that we should rebel against the Lord and turn away this day from following the Lord by building an altar for burnt offering, grain offering, or sacrifice, other than the altar of the Lord our God that stands before His tabernacle." One of the most painful parts of life is to be misunderstood. You are placed in a very difficult situation when your intentions are misconstrued. When you try to explain your true intentions, it just seems to make the situation worse. When someone believes the worst about your actions, they're not quick to see the situation from your perspective. You know all the facts behind your decisions, while those misjudging you know only their feelings about what you did. This is the situation we find in Joshua 22. Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have been greatly misunderstood. Let me quickly remind you of all that has transpired with the 2.5 tribes that chose to settle just outside the Promised Land. Numbers 32 records the deal that Moses made with these tribes when they wanted to settle outside the Promised Land. Moses would grant their request under one condition. The fighting men had to go over the Jordan with the other tribes and help them settle in their land. When the fighting was over and the land was conquered, then they would return to their families and occupy the land that they had chosen. So these tribes had done just that. They had left their families and fought for their other tribes. They had been on the western side of the Jordan River for approximately 7 years. That's a long time to be away from your family. Now it was finally time for them to return to their families and their land. They left the area of Shiloh, where the tabernacle had been set up temporarily, and crossed the Jordan River. They finished their time as soldiers and were returning to their lives as husbands, fathers, and providers. Upon their return to their own land, they built an altar so they would have a witness of God where they lived. Having done this, their own kinsmen, whom they just fought for, immediately seek to wage war against them. Wow! What a thank you for their help over the last 7 years. However, notice what a great response they give to those who have come to fight against them. "The Mighty One, God, the Lord, the Mighty One, God, the Lord. He knows that, and let Israel itself know." Notice their reply in a few other translations of the word. In the NLT it reads, "The Lord, the Mighty One, is God. The Lord, the Mighty One, is God. He knows the truth, and may Israel know it too." The Amplified version of the Bible reads, "The Mighty One, God, the Lord. The Mighty One, God, the Lord. He knows, and may Israel itself know." The CEV reads, "The Lord is the greatest God. We ask him to be our witness because he knows whether or not we were rebellious or unfaithful when we built that altar." The Message says, "The God of gods is God. The God of gods is God. He knows, and he will let Israel know if this is a rebellious betrayal of God." Their response is interesting and profound in the Hebrew language. Literally, their response is, "He, Yahweh, Elohim, God, Yahweh, Elohim, God, will know." They are invoking the name of God repeatedly. It is an incredibly strong way of calling God down as their witness. They are calling down the God who sits on his throne in heaven to be their judge and jury. Since he is who he is, he knows all things. God knows their hearts and true intentions. They are saying, "If we sinned, let him judge us." Skip Heitzig explains their reasons for building the altar as follows. What they're saying is, "We built an altar, but we didn't build it for rebellion. We built it to remember. We didn't build it out of disobedience. We built it out of reverence. We did it so that in times to come, if some of your kids and grandkids and great-grandkids accuse ours of saying, 'You're really not on our side, you're on the other side of the Jordan, you're not following the Lord like we are,' there is a place that we can look at and point to and say, 'There is unity of faith in God and unity of fellowship.' That's what all of that is about." Questions for today. How would you have felt if you had left your family for 7 years and fought for others who then wanted to kill you because they misjudged your actions? What does the tribe's response in Joshua 22:22 tell you about their hearts? What lessons can you learn from today's scripture about how to respond when others misunderstand your actions? How does the fact that God knows everything give you peace in the midst of those who want to war against your heart? Pray with me. Lord, thank you that you're not only our judge and jury, you're also a witness for us when we are misjudged by others. I pray that you will give us the peace that surpasses all understanding in those moments of misunderstanding, such that we can follow you even in tumultuous times. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.